Markets are reacting to a massive jump in reported COVID-19 infections. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Officials in Hubei province in China changed how they count people sickened by the new coronavirus, and that has sent numbers soaring. China reported more than 15,000 new cases. That's a ninefold increase from the day before, and 254 more deaths, more than double the day before. Markets have not taken the news particularly well. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 136 points. That's 0.5%. The S&P 500 is down 0.3%. The NASDAQ is down 0.5%. Diane Swonk is chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton and joins us to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Markets appear to be taking this news of 15,000 more cases pretty seriously. Why?
Well, you know, the markets had largely shrugged off the effects of the coronavirus, thinking that, hey, you know, it's going to hit and then disappear and it will be a transitory thing and it won't hit profits that much. But actually, many warnings on profits have picked up, and we're seeing it, you know, hit the travel to China. 85,000 flights have been canceled and are on hold until like April. It's also important to understand that you've got whole hotels that are U.S. hotel lines that are empty in China. So it is hitting the bottom line.
Is this the kind of disruption that is temporary and that you make back later, or does it have lasting effects?
It's not as temporary as many people think. There's assumption that, you know, we'll just be able to ramp back up again, but some of the lost sales are lost forever. Everywhere from tourist destinations in the U.S., like Fifth Avenue, hotels in New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, that cater to wealthy Chinese tourists that should be traveling right now are not showing up. So you're going to see worse leisure and hospitality numbers as we get into February and March, because that extra lift is not there. But also all the way throughout Asia now, you're seeing travel slow down, even though other places look like it's fairly contained. The real issue is, for the global economy, do we now look at pandemics as actually a more permanent risk out there? That can really change the whole dynamics of where we produce.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Financial regulators in London are investigating the chief executive of Barclays, Jez Staley, over his links to the late disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. Here's the BBC's Dominic O'Connell.
It's hardly surprising that Jez Staley had business links to Jeffrey Epstein. Mr. Staley ran the private wealth division of J.P. Morgan, one of America's biggest banks, for several years. He looked after the private investments of wealthy Americans, exactly the kind of business in which Mr. Epstein was a big player. This morning, Barclays said in an announcement to the stock exchange that Mr. Staley had volunteered information about that relationship to the Barclays board, but that the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority, the two largest financial watchdogs, were now looking at exactly what he said. The bank said the investigation was into Mr. Staley's characterization of his relationship with Mr. Epstein and the subsequent description of that relationship to the Financial Conduct Authority. Barclays said he retained the full support of the board.
Dominic O'Connell with our editorial partner at the BBC. In 2019, trucks and SUVs accounted for around 70% of new vehicle sales. But these larger vehicles use more fuel, and they can be more dangerous. Pedestrian deaths have risen 40% since a low in 2009. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more.
If you visit the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety's track in Rutgersville, Virginia, on a testing day, you could witness some sobering experiments. This is the sound of a modern SUV striking a dummy pedestrian. The high hood hits it about hip level and sends the dummy's head up and into the windscreen. Jessica Giacchino, Vice President of Research at the IIHS, says these tests are designed to rate the emergency braking system some new vehicles come with.
We have the dummy start to walk across the street. We drive the car towards it. And then hopefully, if the driver doesn't respond, the system will brake. But if the system doesn't work as well, you might hit the pedestrian.
Safety campaigners say, despite any new technology, the sheer size of SUVs and trucks makes them more dangerous to anyone outside the vehicles. Angie Smits, the author of the upcoming book Right of Way, about pedestrian safety in the US, she says at first it wasn't clear why pedestrian and cyclist deaths started rising about a decade ago. But then
people started realizing, hey, this seems to be linked to the massive growth in SUVs that's happened since we came out of the recession.
Of course, there are other factors. More people are also driving more miles since the recession, and smartphones mean more distracted drivers and walkers. The perception of safety, inside the vehicle at least, is a key reason people buy SUVs, though. They like the higher seating position, the better visibility. And automakers are happy to sell crossovers, SUVs, and trucks because the profit margins are higher than they are for small cars. Jessica Caldwell is Executive Director of Insights at Edmunds.
We see decisions from some of the, you know, for instance, the American car companies like Ford, Fiat Chrysler, General Motors, to not even sell cars anymore because they're not selling, and to focus on building more efficient SUVs that can replace cars and that people will want to buy.
But researchers say that SUVization is also an environmental problem because these big vehicles use more gas. That's negating the other auto trend powering the market, electrification, says Apostolos Petropoulos at the International Energy Agency based in Paris.
On average, if we compare an SUV globally compared to a medium-sized car, it consumes about a quarter more energy for covering the same distance, which is directly translated to a quarter of higher CO2 emissions.
The forecast is for truck and SUV sales to continue to dominate in 2020. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.